Shalom. This is Billy Brim. Oh, it's good to hear you this morning. You know, I get to where I can recognize your voices. And some of you I know personally, but others I only know because I hear your voice every time, say where you're from. I didn't hear Kentucky today, but I'm accustomed to hearing our friend from Kentucky, our lady from Kentucky. Her voice is so very unique, and it just seems like I know you. And one thing that would help me, it was kind of noisy on the line today, and if you'd make sure that where your room where you are, you're not having a private conversation or a radio isn't playing or something happening, you know, it helps me to hear. But I did hear 41 states in Washington, D.C., and Ontario, Canada. I didn't hear Our Lady from Belgium, but she may be there, and I'm going to Belgium soon. I'll also be in Oklahoma, in Grove, Oklahoma, early this year. I think it's the 6th I'm going to be there of January. But praise the Lord. Oh, how wonderful it was. And I trust that all of you had a wonderful, glorious Christmas. I was especially moved by getting greetings from my Jewish friends. And it's just so wonderful. This is a prayer call for Israel. And it's just so wonderful how much, you know, how kind and good they are to us and how we have blessed them. And something is really, really happening on a personal level. I want to read you a greeting that I got from Ronnie Levy. Shalom. This was at Christmas Day. Shalom, dear Billy. Wishing you and your dear family Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, a year of good health and prosperity. May all your prayers come to pass. Blessings, Ronnie and Alma Levy. And then I got one from Ilan Sharon, my dear friend there in Israel. Actually, he lives here, but he's an Israeli. And he sent a very personal and wonderful greeting. I'll see if I can get it up here on my phone. Yes, Shalom. He calls me Mom. He says I'm his Yiddish mama. I am thinking of the wonderful Brim family on this special day for my Christian friends. I wish you lots of joy on Christmas and that the new year will bring you nothing but great news. These are both from Jews, not Messianic Jews, but Jewish Jews. And I got one from a minister in Parliament in the Knesset. And in his greeting, and he's a very Jewish Jew, in his greeting he said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And my heart just is thrilled to the things that are happening on a close and personal level, as well as on larger levels, which we're going to talk about just in a minute. Well, I think we'll just do it right now. How thankful we are for what has happened on the level with our President of the United States, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital. And we have prayed about that, and our prayers were answered. I believe that they had a great part to do in it. There is a news service called the Unity Coalition for Israel, and every day they summarize the news summaries, you know, for the articles that have to do with Israel. And so this headline is their first one that they... More than 10 countries mulling embassy moves to Jerusalem. And it says, this is headline December 25th, Netanyahu spoke of Guatemala's move at the Likud faction meeting in the Knesset, saying he spoke Sunday night with President Morales of Guatemala, who is an evangelical Christian, and he thanked him for his support at the UN and expressed hope he would follow in Trump's footsteps. From here, this is what Netanyahu said, I would like to say to the President of Guatemala, God bless you, my friend, President Morales. God bless both our countries, Israel and Guatemala. We are waiting for you in Jerusalem. Netanyahu said Guatemala's move was only the beginning, and it is important. There will be other countries that will recognize Jerusalem and announce the transfer of their embassies to it. The thing about Guatemala and this president, Morales, who is an evangelical Christian, was elected in October 2015. I taught at Rhema Bible Training Center in Tulsa, and one of our early graduates, the Zirkles, Jim Zirkle, went to Guatemala and established a work there back in the 70s and 80s. And I went there. And a lot of that work has grown in Guatemala under Jim Andrews and others. And it has affected even the government. There was a time, I remember, when there was civil war there. But now here they are. And I think, I'm just sure, that the Christian influence of the Rhema missionaries who went there had to do even now with that state recognizing Jerusalem, recognizing Israel. And here's another thing that's reported in the Israel News Service. This is about, I'll give you the headline. Displeased with Palestinians, Arab states chart new Jerusalem policy. Fearing that a Palestinian PA-led moves in response to U.S. Jerusalem declaration will undermine its special status in the city, Jordan teams up with Egypt, Saudi Arabia, to devise a new policy. Officials say Arab states fear the U.S. will punish those who act against it. Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia are displeased with the way the Palestinian Authority has reacted to U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and his decision to relocate the embassy. And so they are forming a special committee that they can keep their status on the Temple Mount and good relations. This is what they say. Washington has made its views clear and said it would take action against those nations that voted against it at the UN General Assembly last week. Now, when it is clear President Trump is indeed going to punish those that voted against the U.S., most countries are trying to cut their losses. And so you see, rather than having what we were told would happen, that there would be an outcry all over the world, we even see that the Arab states are recognizing that we may take some action. And it seems to me from reading this article that they'd be more, warm toward having some relations with us. And they were very against Erdogan, the Turkish inflammatory rhetoric that he gave. So isn't that interesting? It's exactly the opposite of what some people said it would be. And then Haley, our ambassador to the UN, who I was told in Israel when I was there last, if she ran for prime minister of Israel, she would win. But she's announced that we're cutting $285 million off of our UN contributions. And so, folks, remember how we began to pray, first of all, for those who are in authority. And it's working. Praise the Lord. And let us do that right now. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, how grateful we are for the Word of God. Your Word tells us how to pray. Your Word tells us that you will answer prayer. Your Word tells us what to do to get results. It tells us to lift up those who are in authority. Oh, Father, how thankful we are for this divine instruction. And your Word tells us to pray for the shalom, the wholeness of Jerusalem. And we've done it. And we've watched you answer. Oh, Holy Father, on this prayer call, we have more than 40 states today. And Father, we have our dear friends from Canada. Holy and wondrous Father, there's so many more billions of people praying that we don't know, but people are praying. And your Word clearly says that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And we know that we have the petitions for which we prayed. We prayed, Father, for our president to recognize Jerusalem, and he has done it. We praise you and give you glory, and we dare to claim the blessings that you promised. You promised it, Father. It was the very first blessing you gave out of your holy, wonderful utterance concerning Israel, that you personally would bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse them. Father, we see that it is lining up, and how thankful we are that our nation is on the side of blessing Israel. We ask you this morning to keep safe to give wisdom, to guide and make very known your presence upon our leaders. Father, I do pray, we do pray, that you will make your presence so felt even. I don't know if that's a good word to use, but you know what I mean. So felt upon President Donald John Trump, his family, Vice President Michael Pence, his family, our cabinet, and its secretaries. Oh, Father, how we would, oh, Paratakanya, ask you to move in the State Department, even to move people out who are opposite the good leadings and the good purposes of God, and those who are for the good purposes of God, to elevate them, to promote them, to bring them in from outside and hire them. Father, in the name above all names, our representatives, our senators, Canada's Parliament, Ishon the Livre Sakhtiate, and the judges, Lord, our judicial. Oh, Father, we thank you and praise you for the freedoms we have. And we ask you to strengthen and empower those who would even vote for our freedoms. And, Father, we ask you to move upon others that they would be in favor of keeping the freedoms of our Constitution. And, Holy Father, given the courage to change their votes, change their aprasitimo cora in the name above all names to the purposes of God. We thank you for another year as we see years. We know that you see years as the calendar in the Bible tells us, with Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the civil year, and with the first day of the month of Nisan, Lord, Ishobrata, with the sacred year. How thankful we are to you. But, Father, here we are in the United States of America, and our psyche and our programming has been developed for years, and you deal with people as they are in Canada. And, we begin a new year now. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful for the blessings of 2017, and we thank you for the continuance in 2018. We want to thank you that our nation is on the side of Israel and Jerusalem. You know, this morning, as I was contemplating what the headlines are and what they are about a nation's, I was so made cognizant of, you know, I study prophecy, and one of the books that I study in detail is the book of Zechariah, as you would say it in Hebrew, or Zechariah. And this book is to what we call the Old Testament, what Revelation is to the New. And it gives as the things that would be happening in the last of this age, the age that we're living in, before you go into a new one. Jerusalem is the touchstone of everything. And the Lord says in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. Now, a cup of trembling in the all the prophetic scriptures has to do with a cup of judgment. You drink the cup of judgment, the nations do, Israel did, and that judgment then comes to you as you have deserved. But this is something bigger than a cup. This word translated cup here is a basin, a huge basin. So it's a basin of judgment that has come upon the nations down to this end time, and they're going to drink of it. And they're going to have the results of their actions toward what? Jerusalem. And he says in verse 3, in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered against it. So what does this tell us? This tells us that as we come to the end of this age, Jerusalem is the touchstone. Jerusalem is that that decides whether a nation knows blessing or cursing. And that those who are against it and against God's plans for Jerusalem will cut themselves to pieces. The final war of this age, in fact, is coming over Jerusalem. And God prophesies about it in the 14th chapter. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, and your spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. And then we know this is followed by, his feet shall stand in that day, the Messiah's feet, upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And Joel chapter 3 tells us that the Lord himself, God himself, look what he's going to do. Chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will plead with them. That's a, we plead the blood, you know, that's a term that's used in law. It's in the law of the old, well, even in our law. Tony, my son-in-law is on the line. He's an attorney. We plead cases. And he said, I will plead, and he means his case, with them there in the valley of Jehoshaphat for my people and my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. The Amplified says, my land they have divided. And so thank God, the United States, as it stands right now, we're not one of those who has spoken for and championed the dividing of this land. But we're of those who have said Jerusalem is to be one city and to be undivided. Bless the Lord. Well, I'm happy to report today that I heard from our man in Israel, Ronnie Levy, and he's giving you a report. And he says, I hope y'all, and he uses the term y'all, so he's been around we Southerners for too long. I hope y'all had a wonderful Christmas and lovely presents under the Christmas tree. Our report today is that, and these are bulleted items, we completed the marking of our property and fencing it off. This was a needed action due to frequent unpermissible and unauthorized usage of our property by various contractors. I think they were building next door and they put over some of their things over on our land. But anyway, he sent a picture of it. Now, my technical team is on vacation, so I'm not able to give you this picture. But when they return, and I think it's after the 3rd of January, I'm not sure exactly, I'm going to write a blog, and I'll send you a picture of it, of the white fence that they put up. It's taken from the view of the sea and goes back the other way. But that's let you give an idea of what a large 3-acre area we have right there on the Sea of Galilee. Isn't that marvelous? The next bulleted item that he has said, and this is a matter of prayer, and we've been praying about it. We are now into the 12th day of the public notifications as required under the regulations of the committee. This is the McDowell Committee. As of this morning, we have no objections filed by anyone! Exclamation point. Praise the Lord. I think we have 3 more days that this has to be done. Oh, yeah, he's got that down here, too. Let's pray this will stay until the 31st of December, the expiration of the notice to the public. Thank God he's answered our prayers for that. May the new year ahead be the Migdal year in which we will achieve completion of the building permit procedures, raising of $4 million, and starting the bidding and contracting and breaking ground as the above points happen. So that's what we're believing for 2018. Completion, number first, completion of the building permit procedures. In Israel, this could take 6 to 8 months. But we need, and we're going to have a miracle. It's going to be happy. It's going to happen sooner. The raising of $4 million. We have $2 million. The starting bidding and contracting. And, of course, after that, we would break ground. He writes, if all the above points happen. I'm telling to you believers, when the above points happen. So let us praise God. Oh, Father, how we do praise you and give you glory. I know Ethan Cerrone is on this line. I know he's in agreement. Ah, and Julie Sobrana, she just recently took a trip there with my daughter Shelley and Terry Pearson's. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you and give you glory. We know that you are the one who has moved in Migdal to see and to keep angels. I really believe angels are on the job there that people would not. So you're standing guard over that article that we had to post, and that there are no objections to us. That's divine favor, and we're thankful for favor, Lord. We need favor now in these other areas. All the other permits that we have to have, the building permit procedures, as Renan has named it. In the name above all names, Father, please give us favor. Thank you. And Lord, you want this work to be a witness. It can be a witness to you if it moves with alacrity, if it moves quickly, if it goes through the procedures faster. And in the name above all names, we ask you for that. I ask you for favor. And our partners on this line, Father, from more than 40 states, Canada, Oramasita, Father, in the name above all names, we claim favor in all these procedures. I thank you for it, and I know it's ours. We have it now. Satan, kingdom of darkness, it is written that we are to reign over you through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name above all names, you cease and desist in your maneuvers. You don't have anything to do with this project in Migdal Arbel, any of our people that have anything to do with it on either side of the ocean. Here in America and there in Israel. We thank you, Father, for helpers, partners, people who can believe you, people who know the Word of God is true, and who dedicate their hearts and their lives toward it. I thank you for them. I thank you for Ethan. I thank you for Julie. I thank you for Renan. I thank you for Zuri. I thank you for the Frankels. I thank you for everybody. I can't even think of all their names. Robert. And then I thank you for the dear ones here in America whose hearts are toward this. Father, in the name above all names, we trust you for 2018. And in the name above all names, I say to you, kingdom of darkness, you are bound. I bind you in the name above all names. You will have nothing to do with this project. Cease and desist in your maneuvers. Get your hands off our money right now. We claim this $4 million right now. Angels, go and get it. And Satan, keep your hands off of it. Angels, go and get it. To the glory of God the Father. Oh, Father, how we worship you and thank you and praise you and give you glory. every blessing, every marvelous blessing you gave us in 2017. This wonderful, wonderful opportunity to come together and pray, Father, on this prayer call. Those voices, Lord, I recognize them as they sign on from their different places. And I sense, I almost feel the their faith, their unity, their being together. You are great and glorious and grand, and we worship you and trust you, Father, as we enter the new year. You know, folks, I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin, and I did his books. God even called it my Bible school to me. He called it that to me in 1970, I guess it was, when I first went to work for Brother Hagin, and I was doing one of my first books. He said, one day you'll leave here, but this is your Bible school. And so one day as I was working for Brother Hagin, I sensed the Lord to tell me to take all of his teachings. Doctrine's not a bad word. It's a good word. It means teachings. And to put them in 1 year's daily devotional bite-sized pieces. And so the things he taught, faith, covenant, love, authority, all of these different subjects, doctrines that he taught, I took his lessons, his teachings, and it was just easy, really, because God anointed me to do it. And I took those, and I just took out his words and put them in, like I said, bite-sized pieces day by day. And every day in my life now, I read from this book that I put together all those many years ago. And I read those bite-sized pieces in the faith food. The Lord told me to call it faith food because as you feed your faith, you feed your spirit, then your faith grows. If you don't feed your spirit, if you don't feed your faith will wane. And it's according to your faith that is be it unto you. That is the law of faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. So the best thing you could do in this year is build your faith personally. So this morning I was reading my daily devotions, and it was about the Father's care and the Father's place and how God is our very own Father and how he cares and for us and just blesses me. Even though I was the one that put these together, it's almost like I didn't. They're so alive. And I thought, I'm going to offer that to our prayer group. I'm going to offer that. I wish every single one of you would get it. And then you can be having daily devotions with me and a whole lot of other folks. It's Kenneth E. Hagin's Faith Food. And I think it sells for $20, but you can get it from us. We're going to offer it for $15 plus shipping. And the toll-free number is 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And if you'll call that number, I'm not even sure exactly if they're on holiday or not on holiday, but keep calling till you get it so that you can have this to begin your year and have a devotion with me every morning. And know that I'm having that devotion, and I'm praising God, and you, that's another way we can have unity every single day. Every single day we can pray together and have our devotion together. And so just, that's Faith Food Devotions by Kenneth E. Hagin, Sr., of course. 1-800-972-3447. We will not be having online stream live prayer today because our technical people are on a vacation. But we do have for you streaming. If you happen to tune in, you're going to see our television broadcast that we did on Christmas and why we celebrate Christmas on the 25th and why the wise men knew to follow that star. And so we think you'll enjoy that. We have that up for you. And so I'll be with you, of course, always, every Wednesday. We don't take any Wednesdays off on the prayer call. So we'll be on the prayer call next Wednesday. We will not be out at Prayer Mountain for the Sunday prayer at 3 o'clock this Sunday. But praise the Lord, we will be there the Wednesday after that. So we love you, and keep tuning in with those precious voices of yours that I've learned to recognize. You can't tell me, I tell you what, I sit here in my chair, look out at my pileated woodpeckers and look over the water, but my heart goes up to God and out to you, and it just strengthens me to hear your voices week after week. Thank you so much, and God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.